Satoshi Kon's first film is named Perfect Blue. It's a story about Mima, a pop idol who decides to leave her musical group while it is still at the top of the chart because she really wants to concentrate on acting and to be an actress. Unfortunately, this transition doesn't go well with one of her fans. This fan is an obsessive person who seemed to be pervasive in her life, soon stalk her. Even when she comes across the fan's website, she finds that the blog in entries are not only written to make it seem like they are her thoughts, but they actually are her inner thoughts. But she never write or said anything about that. So things starts going weird, and what starts out as a moderately scared option quickly became to a terrifying struggle to both deal with her inner demons and eventually save her own life. It is a film for adult. It is a horror film with little blood and sexual plots, but it's not like other horror films which are selling the blood, ghosts, or sex. The Perfect Blue is selling the fantasy story and let audience to enjoy the amazing watching experience, and to encourage audience to try to find the truth by themselves. Satoshi Kon left many clues in the film, but audience will not notice them at the first time when they watch it. No matter how focused they are, the audience will miss some clues. And after the audience finished the whole anime film, they will know the end of the story and they reveal the film, we will find out more interesting things than they watch the first time. So it is really a good film that deserves to watch over and over. I highly recommend The Perfect Blue. It's like a puzzle game and let us to find more facts behind the story, even behind the film. And it's really interesting to watch it and really interesting to think about it, to fix the problem and to find out the truth by ourselves. And I will not say more about The Perfect Blue, and I will not tell the end of the story. I hope you can find out the truth and what happened in The Perfect Blue.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Kawaii Corner. I'm DJ Sadaharu every Wednesday from 6 to 7 p.m. at radio.dominican.edu. Satoshi Kon's second film is Millennium Actress. It is a very beautiful dream. It's about a memory. It's a story about memory and tells by an old woman named Chiyoko, who spent all her life to searching a man she loved. During her searching life, in order to track the man that she loves, she becomes to an actress. She has played very many beautiful characters, and all of those characters are running for love just as same as her. The character she play and her real life those two storyline mix together and build up to her whole life. In the film, Kon used montage editing way to show how those two storyline of Chiyoko could mix together and to tell the story in really interesting and fantastic way. In the movie, maybe in the first second, Chiyoko is a student running on the train station to try and catch her love. And next second, she could be a princess riding on a horse and to find her disappeared prince. And then after, she becomes to a ninja fighting for rescue her love. When audience watch the film, and they not only see the memory of Chiyoko, but also experience her dream with her together through all those different characters. Chiyoko, at the end of story, she still didn't find her love until she passed. But I believe it's the best ending for this film. Because when Chiyoko telling her stories, she realized that she doesn't know the man's name. She doesn't know what his work is. And she doesn't know where he is. She doesn't know if he's still alive or passed away for a long time ago. And even she doesn't know what the man's face looks like. Like she is loving a man that she knows nothing about that. But at the end of the film, she says, "The part I really loved was chasing him." When she knows she will pass away soon, the last words she says are, "This time I must can be see him. Maybe this is doesn't matter now. I'm running for him just because I love him." For me, I better to say she running for him, and then she love him, or he love him because she is running for him. In this film, Satoshi Kon talk about what is dream and what is love and what makes dream and love become beautiful. I think the dream become beautiful because people always have hope to run for it. The dream itself will never become too true, and it's never break up. That's why the dream is always beautiful for us. In the film, when Chiyoko first time meet the man, they watch the moon of 14. The man says, "The full moon won't appear tomorrow." but I like this moon better. After the full moon begins to wane, but after 14th night, starting tomorrow, I hope to see it again. So both of Chiyoko and the men like to have hope in their heart. They don't like everything being perfect. They like everything is missing something and they can have a hope to certain it. Not everyone can experience the love and experience like so beautiful and so maybe painful also in their real life, but we all can experience that in Millennium Actress in Satoshi Kon's anime film world, and to experience a life that we will never experience, and to see the story and to actually experience the other's story.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Kawaii Corner. This is DJ Sadahalu. Every Wednesday from 6 to 7 p.m. at radio.dominican.edu. Satoshi Kon's third film was shown during the Christmas time in 2003. This is not like other Christmas movie. Even though it's still telling about the miracle do happen on Christmas, but it's not like other Christmas movie talking about really simple story. His Godfathers is talking about the truth in the society and how people to find their true self. The story is happened on one Christmas Eve. There has three homeless people. One middle-aged alcoholic man named Jean, a trans woman and former drag queen Hannah, and a dependent runaway girl named Milky. They discover an abandoned newborn baby while they were looking through the garbage. The story follows with how they were trying to find baby's parents. During their journey, they have to deal with their past, the past that they were avoid to face to. When all three of them find out their own selves and can face their past face to face, they also help the baby to find out her parents. The Godfathers, not like Satoshi Kon's first two films, the Tokyo Godfather is warm, funny story and it's a story about reality. It's a beautiful little story about family, about love, about friendship, and about if you have problem between your family and your friend and how you should deal with it. And you cannot hide with problem, you have to face it. And after you face it, you will find the miracle do happen. It's an anime film, talking about really strong topic. And by watching it, I believe you will laugh and you will cry and you will not realize it's even an anime film. It's more like a film, a real film made by people, but it has more funny and interesting way to tell it as an anime film. In the end of the film, it have a very interesting song. It's like the three homeless same song, and the three homeless use this song to sing about their situation, their problem, and in a really funny way. In the song, it sings like that. I'm fed up with being flogged by the whips. If there is no hell, there is no heaven. I want to fade away from this gloomy stuff. However, I've got nowhere to hide. And piss off with the lonely evening. Even better to live by this night. I aren't get tomorrow or the future, but it's all right if I can pay for this. There is a grave for scumbags. There is a home for scumbags. We're gonna be fine under this damn sky. But there are things we won't be forgetting as well. Between you and me, we're black strangers. Hey, let's go for rum in the Caribbean Ocean. Between you and me, we are black stranger. Hey, let's go for rum in the Caribbean Ocean. Don't you ever think we are in the same boat? Hey, let's put a cigar in the Caribbean island.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Kawaii Corner after this Christmas song. I'm DJ Sadahalu. Every Wednesday from 6 to 7 p.m. at radio.dominican.edu. Satoshi Kon's last film is Paprika. The story opens with a policeman who played by a recurring nightmare, so he seeks psychology help. The policeman forms a relationship with Paprika, a dream character who becomes to his guide and helping him to understand what's happened in his past and make him feel such same for now and make him has all those nightmares. Paprika assumes many forms in the ever-changing dreamscape to relate to the other characters. This seems all good at the beginning, like people can earn help for their nightmare and understand themselves, but the evil dream analysis is stolen. This creates a bigger problem than just nightmares. What's gonna happen when people can't control their dreams? Or what's gonna happen when people can't control others' dreams? Paprika isn't the easiest movie to watch. On one level, it's like watching a dreamy fantastical animation, and there also have deeper psychology questions being asked, like what is dream exactly, and to what extent does it affect your personality and your waking life? How much fantasy is good for a person to be in dreams? If you burn guilty and desire into your subconscious, how will it manifest your dreams and your life? Satoshi Kon also used many interesting concepts in Paprika, like the conservative research in the reality and really outgoing character Paprika in the dream. A navy and talent but fight and unpopular scientist. The partner who looks friendly to everyone but actually he betrayed everyone. All those contrastive characters mixed in the reality and the dreams and make everything more crazy and out of controls. Satoshi Kon also used montage way, which he is really good at, to mix different dream and all the reality together to make an audience feel they are exactly dreaming when they watching the film. And also he used incredible beautiful art to show the dream and to show how beautiful and how incredible the dreams could be. Like you and me always dreaming every day, and we all have experienced some really fantasy things in the dream, and Satoshi Kon really showed that in his film. And there have so many informations and are hiding in the film, and also so many pictures, and he cut the film really fast, like for every second you are receiving more pictures and more information than you're watching other movies, and it's really hard to follow up the film sometimes, but it also makes the film be watchable to review two or three more times, even more. Audience can always get more information, knows more about the story, about the characters, about the characters' personality, and think about the reality and think about their own life. And if they watch the film more than one time or two times, audience always can learn new things when they review the film. For me personally, I would say Paprika is way more gorgeous and deeper and complicated and fantasy than Inception. Nolan is very famous and very great director, but I would say the Paprika is better than his Inception. It's telling a story deeper, and the movie is way beautiful than Inception because it's an anime film. Satoshi Kon can describe more things than films in anime film. I would say if you like the Inception film, you need to watch Paprika, and you will see the other way to talk a story, and the other way to direct a film, and to experience real dream by yourself in watching the Paprika. I would say all Satoshi Kon's films are incredible, amazing to watch. All of them are really amazing, and I'm really sorry that he passed away such young, and he only lived four films to us. But each of them deserve to watch more than one time, even maybe 10 times. And it's always can learn something from it, and it's always new for every time. And I would like to end my show in a song of Paprika, and please follow us for our next show at 7 o'clock. And this is DJ Sada Halu at Kawaii Corner every Wednesday from 6 to 7 at radio.dominican.edu.